Good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is the 10th night, right? 10th night of our 7th annual Rattle Family Tent Revival. That's right. Before we start, I'd just like to first start by thanking everybody who makes this happen. There's a lot of work, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into this, guys, and it's just to bring this awesome word to you guys. And so we just thank everybody who's made meals. Not trying to be conceited, but thank you to the praise and worship team. It's been awesome. We have enjoyed playing for you guys. It's been a lot of fun. But we have, Sean has been awesome. He always is. You're awesome, Sean. Hey, Jim, you shouldn't have given me this mic, man. You shouldn't have done it. It's going to be a late night, dude. It's going to be a late night. Anyway, Sean has been awesome. He's been getting, we've been recording each night. So we have each night on lighthouseratone.org. So Sean is up to date. You guys can go on there and hear any messages for free. Just go on there and check it out. It's pretty awesome. If you missed a night, I would really encourage you to get on there and check it out. Also, tithes and offerings. Jim, when do you want to take it now, or
sure,
okay, we can do it now. This all goes to the speakers, and you know, one thing I want to say, you know, every night we've gotten up here and we said, you know, these guys come a long way, which they do. This is for them, you know, because we're very thankful for the word they bring to us, which is awesome. But one thing I would really like to hit hard on tithe, this is just a side note, my sermon's coming up here in a second, but one thing I'd like to hit on is that tithe isn't just giving so that they can have a way to get here or blessing them. That's part of it. But the biggest part of it is being obedient and saying, Lord, I'm giving this to you. And it's going to come back to you. He says 30, 60, 100 fold. I think it's in Malachi 3:10. It talks about where the Lord says, test me on this and see if I do not open the floodgates of heaven and overflow your storehouse. So it's not just about giving money. It's about sowing it as a seed. And I think Terry was talking about this, or maybe Dr. John the other night, but when you sow a kernel of corn, you don't just get one back. You don't just pick one back. You get multitude. Okay? You get one, you plant one, and you get multitudes back. And so that's what this seed is. You plant the seed, and it's going to come back to you. And it's the very, very simple, it's the very simple principle of reaping and sowing. You're going to sow what you reap. So if you're reaping good things and sowing into awesome word, into awesome people who have come a long way to bring it, it's going to come back to you tenfold. So that's my side note. But before we get started tonight, I wanted to read a passage, which is from Ephesians 3, starting in 18. And it says, I'm reading in the NLT, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Whew. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Man, that is awesome. Glory to God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us, may I emphasize, within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. It also says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives within us today, and that we're going to do what he did and even more. What did Jesus do? What did he do? It says that if everything was recorded, it would fill every book in existence and more. I mean, it would, that's how many things, it's not even all recorded in here what he did. And we're going to do more than that. And one thing to activate God's power, what's the, there's one key. What's that key thing that we need?
Faith.
Faith, exactly. And my question to you tonight before we get started is, how much faith does it take? How much faith does it take? I think a lot of times people get so caught up on, man, I just don't have enough faith. I just can't do it. But Jesus said it's just the size of a mustard seed. How big is that? I don't think it's very big. It's only that big. And when it's planted, it grows into a massive tree. But he says, when Jesus quote, what he says in the Gospels, he says, when if you have the faith of just of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to go hop in the ocean, it's going to do it. And I think a lot of people go, oh, man, there's no way I'd be able to do that. I must not even have the faith of a stinking little mustard seed. And I think it's a mass interpretation of that scripture, because that's discouraging. You know, when you read that and you think, man, there's no way I could do that. So I must not have any faith. My faith must be that big, you know? But this is one thing I think what Jesus was getting at is, if you have faith, I don't think there's an amount of faith. You have it or you don't. Okay, when somebody came up to Jesus to get healed, they didn't say, oh, Jesus, I need to be healed. And he said, man, you know, my faithometer says you only got 8, and I don't heal under 10, man. I mean, that's just, you just don't got enough. And when he said you have little faith, I don't think he meant you just have a little bit of it. I think he meant you don't have any of it at all. But the ability of being able to activate our power through Christ on this earth is not measured by how much faith you have, by just having faith, period. And one thing that I've come to realize lately in an awesome realization and revelation is, faith is confidence. Faith is being confident in what you're believing for. And just by stepping in and saying, Lord, whatever it is, if I'm saying, Lord, I'm having faith for a healing, or even something smaller, you know, just for you to step in and say, Lord, and relieve all doubt in your mind and say, okay, I believe you for this. That's all it takes. Now, do I believe you can grow your faith? Yes, I do. That just means the next time it happens, it's going to come a lot easier to you. And you won't even have to think about it. You know, one really momentous time, and I'm almost done, but one really momentous time in growing of my faith was, it's been a few years ago, and my grandfather, long story short, he broke his ankle, and they went to go pull the screws out. I mean, he had plate and like 12 screws, and they thought, you know, all's good. They went in to go check it after they had pulled the plate out, I think a couple weeks later or something, and they found that there was infection in his bone. And basically they looked at him, and you know, God bless doctors, they just tell you what they see. But he said, man, you've got this infection in your bone, and we're going to pump you full of antibiotic for 7 days, but if you don't get any better, we're going to take it off. You're going to lose your leg. And we were down there. I had actually drove him down, and it was, my father had just started the business, and they were having a grand opening, and my grandfather wasn't able to be there, and this was the business he started, and I stood there mad at the devil, and I said, man, he should be here, and there's no reason he should lose his leg. God doesn't want that. That's not his will for him. He's not willing him to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And so as a family, we sat down, and I said, my brother and sister were coming down the next day. I called them. I said, guys, I told them the situation, and I said, I believe, without a doubt, he's going to be healed. We're going to go in there, we're going to pray over him, we're going to lay our hands on him, he's going to be healed. And I'd never really done that before. And we stepped in there, and just by me saying, Lord, I believe you, no matter what it is, that you can do it, that I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to be in faith and believing that this is going to happen without any doubt in my mind that it will happen. We went in and prayed and it was awesome, but we went home and a couple days go by and of course Satan gets right in there because he tries to steal whatever it is you received, your healing or you healing somebody else, your financial freedom, whatever it might be, he's going to try to take that away from you. He ain't going to just let you take it. He's going to try to fight you for it. And of course he was. He was just, blasting me. Yeah, whatever. You made a fool of yourself going in there. What's going to happen now, you know? What's going to happen to Jesus' name? It's going to be slandered because it didn't happen. And all these things are happening. About that time, my dad calls me and he said, So your grandpa's out of the hospital this morning. And I said, really? He said, yep. He said, doctor came in this morning, said he didn't know what's going on. There's no more infection. So after that happened, like I said, my faith has grown in a sense that next time it doesn't take as much mental preparation, I guess, for disbelief or unbelief. But just for you, just to take that step and say, Lord, I believe you. It's not an amount. It's not, I have so much faith, I can do this. No, as long as you have faith, just that faith, just that little mustard seed is all you need. And you can tell that mountain to move. So be encouraged tonight and know that whatever is coming against you in your life, that it can and will, if you believe in faith, the Lord will take care of it. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your love tonight, Lord. We thank you for the word that is coming tonight from Pastor Brandon Haller. Lord, we just thank you so much for him and his family. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you come into this place. It says in your word that where two or three or more are gathered in your name, you will be there also, Lord. So we just ask that you please come into this place tonight, Lord. We thank you for the word that's about to be spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.